Star 94.1, and we welcome our guest, Greg O'Quinn. Greg, how are you?
I'm great, man. How are you today?
Hey, doing just fine. Greg, let's go back, because folks know you for some great songs. First, I Told the Storm. Tell us about that song and the expectations you had on that song when it came out.
Well, you know, I try never to take credit for writing it, because it's, you know, it's hard to sit down and write a song like that again. So I just think myself as a secretary, and God trusted me with the song. I never expected it to, and I'm still amazed every day when I look at YouTube and listen to radio, how it continues to grow in its popularity, I guess, and just to see people be blessed by it. But the funny thing about that song is I spoke some things, and as we put the song out, I never knew I would have to go through some of the same things, like Death Can't Shake Me, and my grandmother died, and my job can't make me. I started having problems with the record label, and bills can't break me. You know, all that stuff really manifested itself, and I had to sing my own song to myself, and I found out that it was truly a blessing.
How about the song, another powerful song?
Yeah, and that's what a lot of people say. Well, Greg, how do you talk to a storm? You know, and I remember, you did Mark 4, and you see Jesus speaking to the storm. And basically what he was telling the storm was, be quiet, peace. And God led me to be able to speak, you know, a second part of I Told the Storm with the song, And really you're able just to say, you know what, I'm not having it no more. I can't deal with this issue anymore. I'm not going to stand here and be beat up by the winds and the waves of life. I command in Jesus' name that there will be peace in my home, peace in my family. And so it's just a song of a belligerent Christian who says, you know what, my faith is stronger than the drama that I'm going through.
The new project, what's the title of it?
It's called After the Storm.
Tell us about After the Storm, or what do you mean by After the Storm?
You know, what do we do when we get a breakthrough, is the question. What do we do when God has delivered us through the storm of sickness or, you know, financial crisis? And God just simply says what should happen is a worship. You should worship through the storm, but certainly after I've brought you out of it. Well, what I mean by after the storm is that after you've gotten your breakthrough, after you've come through the storm and God has taken you out of the element, it is time for you to get back to doing what you stopped doing. In other words, your breakthrough means your break is through. Sometimes during a storm, we stop preaching, we stop singing, we stop loving in our family because you're going through so much stuff. And this breakthrough just really means that, you know what, my break is done. I got to get back to doing what I'm supposed to do. So after the storm, I really should be celebrating. I really should be a worshiper. And that's what I wanted to focus in on after the storm.
Now, do you put any kind of expectations on this project?
You know what? I hadn't. And the reason why, let me back up and say, I expect it to be an incredible blessing to people. I really do. I expect God to do incredible things with it. In terms of numbers or in terms of how he's going to expand the territory, I decided for this time, you know, I was going to sit back and just ride the bus. I had so much drama trying to put the record together, you know, just the toils of life. You know, I worked on it for 7 years, and God kept me and kept me creative. And I know it's something special he wants to do with it. So, you know, I'm sitting back just enjoying the ride. And already in 2 weeks, you know, we've had the most added song on gospel radio for 2 weeks in a row, and I'm just watching the anointing of God be distributed.
Who is Greg?
Let me back up and say, I expect it to be an incredible blessing to people. I really do. I expect God to do incredible things with it. In terms of numbers or in terms of how he's going to expand the territory, I decided for this time, you know, I was going to sit back and just ride the bus. I had so much drama trying to put the record together, you know, just just the toils of life. You know, I worked on it for 7 years, and God kept me and kept me creative, and I know it's something special He wants to do with it. So, you know, I'm sitting back just enjoying the ride, and already in 2 weeks, you know, we've had the most added song on gospel radio for 2 weeks in a row, and I'm just watching the anointing of God be distributed.
O'Quinn. And what kind of man of faith is Greg?
I'm a regular guy, man, that happens to be called to preach. I didn't want to preach, you know, but I'm called to preach, so I have to preach, and now I'm happy, but I'm a musician. But I'm a regular guy. I like, I love sports. I love video games. I like going to bookstores, you know, And that's how I entertain myself. I'm a movie fanatic. I love watching movies and experimenting with new restaurants. And me as a man of faith, I'm one that I'm very, very serious about my commitment, very, very serious about the faith I have with God. I was dealing with some people that were trying to do business with me, and they were offering all types of incentives and all types of things that could really make this record everything it should be. But our faith were different. My faith and their faith was different. And I felt like that my commitment to God should make me, partner with people that share the same faith that I have. When you're talking about partnering, I want to be in line with God. So when you look at me, you will find a person that has flaws, but a person that does what he can to stay in order. That's a very important word in my life.
Order,
yeah.
Our guest is Greg O'Quinn.